This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The two-day conference of governors began at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. President Draupadi Murmu is presiding over the conference. This is the first conference of governors being presided over by President Draupadi Murmu. Governors of all states are attending the conference. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and several union ministers are attending the conference. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he attended the conference of governors this morning. The Prime Minister said this is an important forum in which they discuss how governors can foster development and serve the society. The Vice Chairman and CEO of Niti Aayog and other senior officials from the PMO and Cabinet Secretariat in the Home Affairs Ministry will also participate. The agenda of the conference includes the implementation of three criminal laws, reforms in higher education and accreditation of universities, and the development of focus areas, development like tribal areas, aspirational districts and blocks and border areas, role of governors in campaigns like Mai Bharat, Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat and Ek Vriksh Ma Ke Naam and natural farming. Enhancing public connect and role of governors in better coordination between various central agencies in the state is also the part of agenda. Governors will deliberate these agenda items in various breakaway groups. In the concluding session, these groups will make presentation before the President, Vice President, Prime Minister and other participants. In Kerala, search operations are on war footing in the multiple landslides hit Wayanad. The massive disaster that struck on Tuesday had reportedly claimed nearly 300 lives so far. On the fourth day of the search operations led by the armed forces, four persons were rescued by the army from the Paddavettikunnu area. The survivors, that included a woman and a girl, were airlifted. The search is currently being conducted in the worst-hit regions of Churalmala, Mundakai, Attamala, Chelliar River coasts, etc. There are more than 1,500 rescue workers in 40 teams. Authorities had informed that all measures will be taken to find the missing persons. Over 9,000 people are there in 91 relief camps in Wayanad presently. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continue for the second day today to take the pilgrims stranded in Kedarnath Dham to safe places. More than 4,000 people have been rescued safely from Kedarnath till now. Our correspondent has reported that the rescue operation is being carried out more rapidly with the help of Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters of the Indian Army. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is constantly monitoring the Uttarakhand disaster situation. The Prime Minister's office has been apprised of the situation after heavy rains and landslides in the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to the Chief Minister, Mr. Dhami, over the phone and inquired about the disaster in various places of the state. During this, the Home Minister assured all possible assistance for the safety of the people of the state and the devotees. In Himachal Pradesh, the rescue operation is underway to find the people who went missing due to heavy rain and cloudburst incidents in various areas in Himachal Pradesh in the past few days. Joint teams of NDRF, SDRF, police, Home Guard and Fire Brigade are carrying out the rescue operation. Meanwhile, four people trapped in the tunnel of Malana Dam in Kullu district have been rescued safely. The IMD has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over parts of Jharkhand, South Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, North Chhattisgarh and East Madhya Pradesh. In Paris Olympics, archers Ankita Bhagat and Dheeraj Bommadevra started the day on a positive note as they combined to beat Indonesia 5-1 to qualify for the quarterfinals of the mixed team event. Having won a historic 2-medal already, Manu Bhakar completed her series in the 25-meter pistol women's qualification precision round at third position. In cricket, host Sri Lanka were 79 for 3 in 22 overs against India in the first one-day international of the three-match series in Colombo when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.